Good morning and welcome to Word on Wine, a program which discusses the history and culture of the world's favorite beverage. As erudite as that sounds, I'm Jonathan Pilevsky, and joining me in the studio is Mary Zajac.
Good morning.
We're back. Sigh. Well, we are in California for a couple of really signature types of California wine. One would be Pinot Noir, and the other is the Zinfandel. Let's start with the Pinot Noir. This was the Talbot Kelly Hart Pinot Noir from 2010. And, you know, this was about $17, and I'm a big Sainsbury fan of Pinot Noir, but this really was quite competitive for the price. It was fairly light, both in color and in texture, and the texture was nice, as you want in Pinot Noir, and it's hard to find Pinot Noirs at this price point that have this kind of quality, and I really liked it a lot.
It had a nice elegance. It was a little bit understated. So often, the California Pinots can be a punch in the face. They can be cherry cough drop. They can even have some of that burnt rubber. And this one didn't. It was sort of textbook California Pinot Noir, but a very nice example. That's not damning it with faint praise.
Our other wine was the Mettler 2010 Zinfandel, Mettler Family Vineyards. This was, if the Pinot Noir was beauty, this was the beast. This was a big, very fruit-forward, high alcoholic. This is what you'd expect in a California Zinfandel. It's about $19 a bottle. And I have to say, if you like this profile, this is a great wine. If you want a wine that's just going to, you know, take your steak and maybe run away with it, kind of like your cat actually tried to do numerous times throughout the evening.
Yes, well, we won't talk about Tom Jones.
Tom Jones the cat. But, you know, this is a wine for people who like big California Zins and even a bit of burnt rubber on the...
Yeah, that definitely... That's the first thing that I got from that, as well as really saturated fruit. It's not super elegant, but it is going to pack a punch.
Well, to get a super
elegant
one,
it's muscular.
You've got to be a good $15. You've got to get into the Howell Mountains and the $30 Zins, I think, to get it, you know, to a point where it's a little
and
more elegant.
And it's just a different style, as we were just saying with the Pinot Noir. There's a more elegant style, there's a more rustic style, and it's the same with the Zins. And it's nice to have that range because we all have different tastes.
Good for the Windsor, good for big, bold foods. Yeah, which we were eating that night, coincidentally. For Word on Wine, I'm Jonathan Pilevsky.
And I'm Mary Zajac.
Cheers.